Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
Juliet Sorensen is the executive director of Injustice Watch, a clinical professor of law at Northwestern's Pritzker School of Law, where they focus on public corruption, health as a human right, international criminal law. Prior to that, G, she was an assistant U.S. attorney in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Chicago for 7 years, focusing on public corruption. Between college and law school, she was in the Peace Corps for 2 years and was a maternal and child health volunteer in rural Morocco. Just reading her credits makes me tired.
Indeed. Wow. Impressive.
Injustice Watch, our MVPP, most valuable person on the planet today, Juliet Sorensen. What do you do for fun, Juliet? Because your job sounds hard.
I have 3 school-age kids and a loving husband, Steve. It's fun hanging out at home.
Oh my goodness. She's even a working mom on top of everything else. Wow.
I bet, you know, most people with 3 kids go, wow, it's a lot of work at home. Mm-hmm. Going home for her is a breeze. Works hard.
Well, I tell you, a nap has been known to happen now and again on the weekend.
Yeah, or in my case, 7 days a week. All right, so Injustice Watch, tell us, what do you guys do?
Okay, thanks. So Injustice Watch does long-term data-driven investigations and reporting about what we like to think of as systemic shortcomings in our system, in governance, in rule of law, whether it's about the court system, whether it is about an aspect of our society that affects you, that affects all of us here in Chicago, Cook County, and for that matter, we do national reporting as well. But we look for the stories that are not told by other journalism outlets, something that is really important, a public service to report on, but that wouldn't otherwise be exposed.
So you're talking about huge systemic institutional failures, which I would imagine is super difficult to affect change and tackle. How do you guys actually make a difference in this struggle?
Well, you know, that's exactly right. And as a nonprofit journalism shop, you know, our primary mission is to get things right, to be accurate, and then to do this deep dive on the facts and then expose them. And I will give you an example. Back in June, our team partnered with BuzzFeed News in publishing an analysis that a lawyer in Philadelphia had done called the Plain View Project, where she randomly analyzed public Facebook accounts of individuals who identified as law enforcement and entered a series of search terms. It was a series of very troubling Facebook posts, and the Philadelphia City Council took up that analysis and had a robust discussion just last week, not only about the role of social media in our society and what that means, you know, at every level, but also about how they can promote a culture of tolerance, a culture of a spirit of cooperation within the Philadelphia Police Department. And it was our reporting that sparked that day-long hearing in the Philadelphia City Council.
So here's the thing that sounds different about you. One of the big concerns about research is those who benefit from the laws are those who make the laws first, and therefore they're not so much inclined to change the laws that need to be changed. And I think in specific of research into gun violence in America not being funded. You guys aren't funded by the government. Am I understanding that correctly?
That's correct, Steve. We don't take government funding. We're entirely funded by individuals, and I should be clear, by significant donors, both large and small donations, and also by foundations.
Well, it's an important distinction because, again, you need to be able to pressure the legislators into doing the right thing, not doing their thing, and it's hard to do if you're taking their money, right?
It's critical that we not take government funds. We don't want to appear to be beholden. Again, our goal is to get the facts right and to impartially report on stories that would otherwise go unreported.
One of my favorite things you guys do is the Cook County Judicial Voters Guide, because when it's time to vote, it's really difficult to find information on local judges.
Yep.
And of course, it's super important. Can we find this guide? And is it easily on the web? Where is it?
Yes, absolutely. So www.injusticewatch.org. We produced the Judicial Voters Guide for the judicial elections last year. We'll be producing it again for the judicial elections next year. It is available in a mobile version. You can download it. And to be clear, we don't do endorsements. Again, our goal is to do a deep dive, be very thorough, to report on, but we're not like a bar association, and we're not like an editorial board of a newspaper. We don't give a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Really, it's up to individuals to make the decision.
Keep up the great work. Congratulations on your family. Go home and have fun with them, but not until the end of the day.
Thanks so much to you both.
All right, I appreciate you being on.
Wow.
Sounds remarkably upbeat for the amount of hard work she does.
It's incredible. Yeah. And also just the positivity to maintain that hopeful attitude in the face of the challenges, you know,
it's very impressive.
Everyday life and news in general.